小猫宝宝们，你们好 ，Hello Panda Cubs， 欢迎你们回到 Panda Cub Stories。Welcome back to 小猫宝宝故事。First, an update to our bigger pandas. I've begun to add a vocabulary list to the podcast transcripts. 首先呢，给我们大熊猫听众们一个更新。我开始在播客剧本中添加词汇表了。You can use these with your panda cubs to preview or review.Some keywords that appear in each episode.
这样你们就可以和熊猫宝宝们一起预习或者复习每一集中的关键词了。
Now, let us begin our story. 现在我们开始讲故事吧。上次我们开始了《西游记》的故事。Last time, we began the story of 西游记, Journey to the West, a story which began atop the mountain of flowers and fruit.
这故事从花果山讲起,
where we met a monkey born out of stone.
在那里我们遇见了一只从石头里出生的猴子。当天上的玉帝和王母娘娘熟睡着的时候,
So while the Jade Emperor and Heavenly Queen slept on in their palace in the sky,
地上的石猴却一点都不困。
Down on Earth, the stone monkey was not sleepy in the slightest.
石猴啊, said the stone monkey, raised its head and gazed up into the sky. So the stone monkey, 石猴抬起头向天空中望去。
第一次看见夜空中的星星闪闪发光 and saw a night sky full of stars glittering and twinkling for the very first time.
Stone monkey, 石猴, watched the deep blue of night change slowly into red, orange, and pink. 石猴, the stone monkey, 看见夜空的深蓝色渐渐地变成了红色、橙色和粉红色。他看见黄色的太阳从东边升起。
He watched the yellow sunrise from the east,
把温暖的光芒照在渐渐苏醒的大地上
and shine warm light onto a land coming awake.
The golden rays touched upon gray mountain stones. 金色的阳光照在灰色的山石上
and painted them purple,
把它们染成了紫色。
As the sun shone upon a large tree,
当太阳照在一棵大树上
The tree leaves became a brilliant green.
那些树叶变成了亮绿色。而在绿色的树叶中
and there amongst the green leaves,
有一个大大的
There was a big,
红红的
red,
桃子 peach.石猴 leapt onto the tree,
the stone monkey 跳上了树 and plucked the peach,
摘下了桃子。
He brought the peach up to his nose,
他把桃子拿到鼻子前
and sniffed,
闻了闻。哇
a light scent,
一阵清香味
like blossoming flowers and honey,
像新开的花朵和蜂蜜。
石猴 laughed in delight and opened his mouth wide.
Stone monkey 笑了笑，把嘴巴张得大大的
and took a big bite of peach.
咬了一大口桃子。
Sweet and refreshing,
又甜又爽。
One bite,
一口。
Two bites,
两口
three bites, 三口。And just like that, 就这样 the peach was gone. 桃子吃光了。All that was left was a small peach pit. 只剩下一个小桃核 and a pair of sticky hands 和一双沾沾的手。石猴 was licking peach juice from sticky fingers. Stone monkey 正舔着手指上的桃汁 when he thought he heard something. 他好像听见了什么。Was that the wind? 那是风吗？No, it was not the sound of wind whistling.
不，那不是风在吹的声音。
Was it the rain?
那是雨吗？
No, that was not the sound of rain pitter-pattering down onto green leaves.
不，那不是雨水滴滴答答打在绿叶上的声音。
What could it be?
到底是什么呢？
The stone monkey's ears wiggled.
石猴的耳朵动了动。
And his tail twitched.
他的尾巴也动了动。
石猴 climbed down from the tree.The stone monkey 从树上爬了下来 and began to follow the sound down the mountain,
开始跟随着那声音往山下走
and into the forest below,
走入下面的森林。
熊猫宝宝们，今天的故事就讲到这里啦。So Panda Cubs, we end our story here for today.
你觉得那声音是什么呢？
What do you think that sound is?
Stone Monkey 在森林里到底找到了什么呢？
So what did the 石猴find in the forest?
我们下次接着再说。
We will continue the story next time.
Bye, Panda Cubs. 熊猫宝宝们，再见。
P.S. A note to our listeners from iTunes. So the segment will be in English.
给我们 iTunes 的观众或者听众说几句话。接下来的这一段会是英文的。
So first of all, thank you for listening to the second episode of Panda Cub Stories podcast. This episode was written and produced by me, Linda He, with editing help from my wonderful family and friends. If you like the show, you can help it by subscribing and rating us on iTunes, and by recommending us to your friends, young or old. I'm just starting out on this project, and I'm definitely learning as I'm going, so any feedbackwould be absolutely welcome and helpful. Thank you very much, and I look forward to continuing to create content. See you next time!